In the Big Trout Lake area, which is Ojibwe Cree speaking people, are very real about this part of their history. They have their own ways of expressing their stories and legends, but similar to other tribes in the territory. I took a trip to a Big Trout Lake in August the year 2002, and then from Big Trout Lake to Shamarawa, in which we paid our trip, me and my wife, to visit the communities in Manitoba. We take a side trip from Big Trout Lake to a place called Shamarawa and visit some elders. And there I heard and asked my question. And the same way, they were reluctant to speak about it. Most of the people that I spoke to, they usually speak about it in comically, because to save themselves being ridiculed. And from Shamarawa, we traveled to York Landing. York Landing is a place where the former residents of York factory people, and these, the Treaty Indian people, move inland when the York factory was abandoned in 1957. So they went to York factory where they were promised they would have their own community. And some elders that were there, when they left their York factory, they were middle-aged people. And today, after so many years, now they are now old. They are not able to go back. But they have brought with them their stories and the same legends that we have in James Bay and Hudson Bay, and the same ancient beliefs and practices in Mid-Bewin, they still have the same. And I heard some of them. I did not interview them with the machine, but I just visit them and able to speak with them about the past, and ask them the difference between the legends that we hear in James Bay and their ways of delivery. I have listened to them. I have also asked them the same question that I have asked in James Bay, saying, is the shamanism or Mid-Bewin a church in our culture? Many of them said, it may have been a theory, only in theory, a long time before the European came. And after the Christian conversion, they say it doesn't seem to be quite like a religion we know in Christianity. So they were very open, and they were willing to speak about it. When I passed through Big Trout Lake, my own brother-in-law, or his much older, who is must be about 75 years of age, truly believe there was such thing, that there was no fooling around with the way people believe and practice, and still believe the old taboo. They still think that you should not talk about these things, that it is an individual development in the mind, in the minds, in the body to each individual. So therefore, he says, according to him, he says, therefore it's not a religion. But it was a must. It was necessary for the people to have it or to develop it, because it provides protection for one person, it provides a care for family, and then it also provides that courage for a person to live in the land where the land is very hard and harsh to live on. And therefore, to these people, the shamanism, the question of, or the subject of shamanism is still a secrecy. It is not to be broadcast into public, but it's to be it's to be known, acknowledged, and it also to be kept as it were a long time ago. And it was only practiced in the wilderness.